everyone, and welcome to my podcast. It's Jill here. And for those of you that know me, hi there, hello, how's it going? And for those of you that don't and you're tuning in for the first time, thank you very much. And I really hope that you enjoy my podcast channel. This is my first ever podcast, so please do bear with me. And I thought it was pretty apt that for my first podcast, I give, I guess, an introduction to myself. If you're planning on listening to me and listening to the, you know, the forthcoming podcast that I am going to be doing, it's kind of nice to know the person behind the earphone, if that makes sense. So I do hope that you enjoy. So a little bit about myself. Obviously, my name is Jill. I'm 34 years old as I sit here. It's 2020 and we are smack bang in the middle of a pandemic, probably going through the biggest roller coaster of our lives with great days, mediocre days, and not so great days. And all in all, it's okay. That's life. That's amore, as they say. And it's probably something that has really speared me and directed me to actually doing this. I've been talking about doing it for a long period of time, and I know I've used this time to, I guess, make a start on something that I hope is going to add value to other people's lives as much as other podcasts, series and shows have done to mine. And I just want to start as a big shout out to the a couple of different podcasts that I religiously listen to. That's the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast and the Inner Fight Podcast, hosted by Marcus Smith, and also the Inner Fight Endurance Crew as well. Those would be my two main go-tos because they talk everything about health, fitness, endurance, and also mindset. And I find that the terminology and the way that they present it massively motivates and inspires me. And I guess in some way, shape, or form, I hope to be able to replicate that to help others like yourself that are currently listening to me. So wherever you are listening to me in the world, let's get to know myself a little bit better. Like I said, I'm 34 years old, originally from Belfast, and I have spent the past 11 years of my life, 11 years actually, on the 4th of July, in the Middle East. And in the Middle East, I'm talking purely Riyadh. In my early years, when I first went over there, at a young 23 years of age, I worked for a female-only gym, as is, well, all the gyms in Saudi are segregated. It was a gym stroke spa, and that kind of gave me my first real taste of what it was like to be a coach living abroad in a totally different country. A couple of words spring to mind was culture shock and what am I doing? I guess prior to going over, I didn't do a massive amount of research into what the culture was like, and I guess my first 6 months of being there was massively was a massive shock to the system, but one oddly enough that I adapted to and actually loved quite a lot. Given the fact that I spent 11 years there, it would be pretty sad if I actually didn't enjoy it. So as I said, I worked in that particular club for around about 2.5 years, and I spent a little bit of time in Kuwait, Dubai and Bahrain before coming back to Saudi 7 years ago, where I joined CORE. For those of you that don't know what CORE is obviously a female only gym. We also have a training academy. We have a number of nice accomplishments under our belt in terms of what we've done in the fitness industry within Saudi Arabia, such as finding the first ever CrossFit affiliate that was there, bringing over training courses, and then finding our own academy where we actually train local females to be fitness professionals. The opportunity to participate in fitness in Saudi as a female would have been alien. It's only really until recently have things massively opened up, which has been absolutely fantastic. You know, there are more training opportunities, there are more jobs. Working as a fitness professional in Saudi is now merited and sort of, accepted as a legitimate career, And I mean, I always say this whenever I would deliver any courses, I'm not biased, but I wouldn't want to do any other job in the world. I think fitness and working as a coach is probably one of the most rewarding jobs out there. Merited, I haven't worked in medicine, but it is kind of the same. Kind of, maybe not. So yeah, I mean, that's a little bit about my history. Obviously, I'm a coach. My area of expertise would be endurance-based training, massive into triathlons. And to date, have taken part in three half Ironman events, a marathon and three half marathons. Sport is pretty much my life. I eat, sleep, and breathe it. And I hope that my knowledge and my experience in fitness and health and helping others, not only clients, but also coaches, because, you know, as a coach or even a new coach entering into the industry, it's a big, bad world out there. And I wish sometimes whenever I learn something new that someone had told me earlier in my career. And I hope through this podcast that I'm going to be able to serve as sort of both of both audiences. So from a coach perspective and also from a client perspective. So that's my first podcast, guys. And I really hope that, again, as short as it was and as simple as it was, it's going to sort of just lay the foundations for something great. And until the next podcast, stay healthy.